Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, 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 Wednesday. Listen, it is going on, honey. It is Whiskey Wednesday. On today, I have Alex Bailey. He's going to be joining me on today. He is a producer and DJ. He produces future bass music, and he's a DJ, country, hip-hop, alternative, and more genres all across Lexington, Louisville, and Nashville. Listen, it is going down today. It is super hot, and we're going to hear music from him. Yes, yes, yes. People all over the world will be hearing music from Alex Bailey, my darling. Listen, it is October 19, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Beer Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan, Karan, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, baby. And natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Yeah, baby, listen, listen, y'all. Y'all set up my bar. You know how I roll up in here. Set up my bar, people. Listen, I'm not paying you to sit down and just look around and just have your drinks and don't bring me my drink. Now, listen, set up the bar. Set up the bar. Listen, it is going on, okay? Now, listen, listen, it is hot on today. Before I get down into the music and talk to Alex Bailey, I want you guys to do me just a little bit of favor. While you're over on Facebook, you know we on Facebook all day. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Yes, indeed. All right, now, people all over the world is listening. Thank you guys for checking in every single day. I do want to take the time out, too. Thank you guys for checking in. You guys are showing up every single day, and I want to thank you guys. I really, really do appreciate that very much. I'm going to say hello to my guest, Alex Bailey. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for coming to the show on today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. So let me ask you, how long have you been a producer?
I'm just now getting started into the producing world. As a DJ, what separates the good from the better DJs is being able to make some custom stuff. And so over the last year or so, I've kind of started building my own custom edits, and now I'm kind of going into a new realm of making just all new music altogether. So I'm still pretty new to it. But it's getting easier every day I work on it, and it's so much fun. It's not even really a job or hassle. It's just all a matter of getting my hands dirty and just going to work.
Okay. You know, and that's what I talk about when it comes to purpose. You know, we find our purpose when we do something that we really enjoy, and it's not like it's work at all. You know, that's how purpose works. When you, like, I do the show. I do the show every single day. It's not work. I love it. I enjoy it. I love independent artists. I love creating and bringing people together for new opportunities to help them to be successful in what they do. And so that is that's one way you can tell that you're really operating in your full purpose in life. And so I enjoy doing that. So let me ask you now, how long were you DJing? Let me ask you that.
So I started DJing whenever I was 20 years old, and it was really hard to get into bars and clubs at 20. And then after I turned 21, that's when all the whole COVID stuff happened. So it kind of set me back a little bit. But I used that time in my bedroom by myself to work on my craft. And so 2 years later, I'm actually doing 6 days a week now, and business is booming now.
That's excellent. That is excellent. And I love the song that you have out now, Love You Better Than I Could.
Thank you so much. Yes, that was I'm still experimenting with my sound. And it was one of those where it's soft, melodic, and the message behind it, it's kind of like a letter from an ex-girlfriend almost. And it definitely has some emotional meaning. And I'm really glad you like it.
Yes, I do. I enjoy it very much. It has a really nice beat, and it's awesome. I love it. I think it would be a really great club song, you know, when people come in, get together, and just get down and have a great time. It brings a great energy, a great vibe. I enjoy it. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. And it's something different, too. You know, a lot of artists nowadays, they kind of want to piggyback off of other people that's made it work before, and I'm trying to set my own standard of doing things my way, doing my creativity, putting my own stuff out there instead of having to copycat other people. So,
okay. And so you don't plan to, for instance, use any other music and then, you know, mix it or chop it up or anything like that? Do a remix or a mixtape?
Yeah, I mean, I can always use inspirations, but that's the beautiful thing about being a DJ is I can DJ hip-hop, I can do EDM, I can do country, and I can take the best bits and pieces from all those genres, come together, and make a brand new sound. And that's the good thing about being a DJ. You can make such a unique sound if you know how to produce music that it's just a whole new sound in itself.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play the tune. It's called Loves You Better Than I Could. And so I'm going to play this particular single, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the music and where you plan to go in the future with your music, where you see yourself. So that's what we're going to talk about on the other side of this particular song. Give me 1 minute. This is Loves You Better Than I Could by Alex Bailey.
I could bless your word and show you, knowledge is someone new. I feel the pain in my chest. I thought it was over. When I look at you, I knew it was ever gonna end. Remember all the fights and all the love, and all the times I feel like deep on your chest. I know that for you it hasn't been at all. If only I knew what I'd end up being too. I couldn't see my heart for someone new. No, I'm thinking pieces missing in my chest. I know I gave it all for you, baby. But for you it didn't stand to be enough for me. For you it did.
that was awesome. I love that song. You know, and the music is great. It's just phenomenal. Now, do you have any other pieces that's similar to this, or what type of genres are you moving towards in the future? Where do you see yourself going in the future with your craft?
Yeah, so that whole melodic sound from this song, that's what I'm going to try to push more now. And like I said before, it's all experimental for me. So, like, I can do some heavy stuff as well. But I'm just kind of putting out the songs that I make and that I enjoy. I like that melodic stuff. And, you know, I have a certain mindset of, you know, if I'm DJing my own music, how can I make a story from whenever I get on stage to when I get off? It has its highs and lows. And then this kind of music is definitely the lows, where it kind of gets everyone emotionally involved together, on top of the upbeat stuff as well. So my music is just going to be all over the place. I have a couple more songs like that that I'm dropping towards the end of the year. And I think everyone's going to really enjoy that as well.
Okay. And so where can we find you online if someone wants to download the music or stream the music online? Where can we find you?
So I'm on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, everything. My name is Alex Bailey. And then you can also check me out on Instagram. Alex D. Bailey is my tag. And that's where I post all of my updates, all of my music, all the interviews I do with great people like you. I always link them on there as well. That way everyone can check out my content.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So now what shows do you have coming up in the near future as far as doing something live, events? What do you have coming up next?
I have a lot of different gigs. I'm in Louisville, Nashville. I just kind of bounce around all over the place. My whole calendar is in my Instagram. I always keep track of what days I'm working and where I'm at. So if you just follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, anything, all of those dates will be listed there, and you all can come check me out.
Okay, awesome. You know, I do want to share one thing that I do stress with independent artists and those that is in the business of entertainment. I'm one person that believes in multiple streams of income. I believe in millionaire music, quite frankly, and that's what you have, millionaire music, because this sound is phenomenal. And what I love to do with music is attach it to something bigger than the actual song itself. For instance, I love attaching it to different TV shows, maybe a film. Now, can you see yourself your music being a part of something greater, well, it can create another stream of income for you? Do you see that happening for you? It's totally possible with the music that you're producing and putting out there. It's totally possible that that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it's never something that's came across my mind, but there's definitely where music's so accessible nowadays. You can always attach it to something. And as long as my music gets attached to the right thing, then I'll be happy either way. What that one thing is, I'm not sure yet. There's plenty of possibilities, especially around here. But when the time comes and it's a good fit, you know, my music will have a niche for a certain attachment, and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now, I do want to say this. There was a young lady, Miss Trina L., that came on, and she had some great music. And I said the same thing to her. And her thing was she wanted to get on a show, and I'm going to tell you something. It took a little bit of time. I played her music, which was stutter. I played a little bit of it today, just a little bit, not the whole song. But what happened later on, it ended up becoming a soundtrack for CSI. That's what happened to her. I'm just going to play a little bit of the intro, give you an idea of what she had going on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to play this for everybody that's listening. Y'all check this out. This is Stutter, Trina L. right there. Stutter. Now, let me ask you. I was thinking if the music was playing, I was sending out some invites to other stations in regard to your link that's on Spotify for your song. Now, Alex, I wanted to ask you, now, who are some of your role models or some different individuals that you would probably want to work with in the future? Who are some of your, like for me, you know, I have my people that I just love. And Snoop Dogg is one of those people. People think, wow, I'm just so crazy about Snoop Dogg. So listen, I'm crazy about Snoop Dogg because he's so innovative, he's so creative, and he's always coming out with other streams, multiple streams of income. He's got all kinds of stuff that's going on. And so that's just the person, me. You know, that's just the person I would just love to be like, hey, let me pick your brain, Mr. Dogg. You know, so who would that person be to you that's like your role model? Who is that person that maybe one day you'd just love to sit down and have a conversation with them?
I tell you what, I see this man on my Facebook, the Instagram of one of the most brilliant musical minds of all time. I would love to sit down with Jay-Z and just pick his brain, just the way he does business, music, how he lives his life all together. He's somebody that whenever he's talking, everybody in the room listens to. So that would be the one person, you know, musically, you know, he can definitely blend the hip-hop and the EDM and dust up and stuff, but it's more of the knowledge that he has with his music, his business, his everyday living. You know, I mean, that man is more successful than most people I can even think of right now. That would be the top person that I would want to talk to right now.
Wow. See, I love that. See, I love what you said because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all love music, right? We all enjoy our music. But at the end of the day, you know what, Alex? It's about the business, too. You know, if you can't really, you know, function in business and marketing and advertising, and like you said with Jay-Z, see, now that you said that, I'm going to look deeper into what he's doing and his model. You know what I mean? I'm always about educating myself to get better at what I do. And so what you said about Jay-Z, I love that. And you're saying he's one of the most brilliant people. Of course, I know Jay-Z does a lot. But now, you picked my brain, and you've kind of massaged my interest and my curiosity to dig deeper and look and see, okay, well, let me read some more about him. Let me see what's going on. And so I love that. You know, the better we handle our business, the better we do with our craft and our music. And that's what I believe.
Yep, absolutely. And then you're talking with, like, the millionaire music. You know, it doesn't just end with the music. It's your music can make you diversify other ways of you making money, much like Jay-Z has. And so once you knock the music out of the way, that can take you to different levels of doing different things, different business with different people, making those connections. And it's just like one big circle of success for you.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That is it in a nutshell. I could have not said it better myself. That is what I'm talking about when I keep talking about millionaire music. You get it. You get it spot on. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Alex? I have so many different people with great talent and great music. And sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. And you get it. You know, you totally get it. And that's wonderful because, you know, when you have a business mindset and what you just said, you can go anywhere. You know what? The sky is the limit for you, Alex. You can go anywhere with your music because, quite frankly, you understand business and what you're saying about Jay-Z. So listen, you know, the sky is the limit for you. You can go anywhere. You can open doors will open for you, new opportunities, and walk through. You never know. Maybe one day you'll get an opportunity to send out with Jay-Z. Things happen, and we do. You know, I've met a lot of different people in my lifetime, people that I never, ever thought that I would meet, sit down, talk to them. Never thought it would happen, but it happened. And so guess what, Alex? It can happen for you. You'll get an opportunity, maybe a phone call. I've had a conference call with a person. We didn't meet face-to-face, but it was a phone call, and I got to ask this person all kind of questions. And guess what? They was not trying to make any money off of me. They were just giving it to me, advice and information and business tips. And the man is brilliant. He's brilliant. He's on Facebook all the time. He's on Instagram all the time. He works for all the networks. And I'm like, gee, so it blew me away. I'm like, gee whiz, you're spending all this time, 30 minutes with me just to tell me how to do different things and how to make it better. And so I'm telling you, Alex, it can happen for you. And I want to encourage you with that it can certainly happen. You can sit down with different people that you never thought you'd have an opportunity to talk with. It can certainly happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one thing that mm-hmm. I stress about with myself is you never know the mm-hmm. kind of power that each person you talk to has. You know, that's why I'm always smiling. I'm always, you know, have a good attitude with people, talk to them with respect, because you never know what they can offer you. You know what I mean?
You know, that's another thing. That's funny you said that, because that is another thing that I firmly believe in. You got to treat people right, because you never know who holds the key to a door that you need to open. You just never know. And so you got to treat people right, smile, just like you said, greet people, because you just never know who has that knowledge, who has that key to open a door that you've been trying to open. So you're absolutely correct.
Yep, exactly. I mean, look at Jay-Z. I mean, you've never heard anything bad about him in the news. You never hear him having beef or fights with anybody. And it's because he's so successful. He knows what it takes to make it happen.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm going to spin the song again. Love You Better. Actually, I'm going to end the show because we're pretty much out of time. Is there any other information that you want to share with the listening audience?
No, I'm just have a few songs that I'm dropping towards the end of the year. Just check me out on, you know, Spotify, everything. Keep updated, and we're just going to get bigger from here.
All right. Well, I do wish you much success in what you're doing, and I know that you're going to prosper 10 times over, a million times over. I know that you're going to prosper and do a lot of that. You know, I do want to say this before I end the show. I'm going to play Love You Better Than I Could at the end of the show. Instead of playing the exit, I'm going to go ahead and play the song again. One thing I do want to point out is what I also firmly believe in is giving back when you connect yourself to community things. I'm not sure if you've done this yet or if you plan to do it. When you connect yourself to community organizations and when you give back, you know, just a little bit of how God has blessed you in your business, I believe in when you give back, you know, that takes you even a step further, because it's a good deed when you can help somebody else along the way and you just never know what can come out. When you plant seeds, it's a good thing to do. Have you thought about something like that, or are you attached to any community organizations as of yet?
In college, I went to EKU in Richmond, kind of a small-ish college town. And so whenever I graduated and moved up towards Louisville, anytime any of the people that I met with needed a DJ for a wedding, needed a DJ for a venue, special event, I always do my best to come back down here and do it at a very discounted price, because those are the people that has helped me grow and develop as a person and as a DJ and producer for the past 4 years whenever I was learning how to get started. And a lot of those people took a chance on me whenever I first started DJing and producing. And so anytime anybody in that city needs me for anything, and even my hometown in Campbellsville, Kentucky, anytime anybody who knows me on a personal level needs anything from me, DJing, producing, whatever, I'm always going to make it happen for them. That's probably the one thing that I can do for people right now, is just be there and help them any way I could.
That's nice. That's a nice thing to do. And you're absolutely right, because we have to remember people that helped us along the way when we first getting started. And so that's nice that when anyone calls on you, you give them a discounted price. That's a really great form of giving back, because you're showing your appreciation. You're being thankful when you do that. And so that's a really nice gesture that you're doing. That's awesome.
Yep, absolutely. And I have to remember, too, like, it's not for the money. You know, whenever I started DJing, it wasn't because I saw the price, you know, the checks and everything like that. It's because I enjoyed the music. So I'm not going to bust anybody's wallet or bank because they want, you know, to honor me as being the DJ. You know what I mean? I'm just going to help them out any way I can. And like I said, they took chances on me many times while I was growing up, learning how to DJ. The least I can do is come back home to the places I've been to before, show them how much I've grown, and also help them out with whatever they need.
That's wonderful. And so I'm going to give the song another spin. So, guys, I'm pretty much out of time, but we're going to listen to Loves You Better Than I Could. And it's been a Stone Cold Blast during this particular episode. I'm going to come back later on. Got some more stuff that's going on later on tonight. So you want to make sure that you check me out on Amazon, Audible, iTunes. Check us out on Player FM, whatever your favorite streaming platform is, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're out there all over the place. Just check us out. And you can get the replay and the on-demand version anytime you like. So this is Loves You Better Than I Could.
I sure where to show you my interest, someone new. I feel the pain in my chest. it's ever gonna end. Remember all the friends you know and know them, and all the steps I feel like they've only just. I know that for you it hasn't been at all. If only I knew what I'd have been through, I couldn't see my heart for someone new. No, I'm picking pieces, missing in my chest. I know I gave it all for you, baby, but for you it didn't stand to be enough for me.
The man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.